Right, we're in Matthew 18, and last time we stopped at verse 26. I think we should get a background a little bit. I was noticing in verse 23, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. So this is a picture of the kingdom of heaven. The Lord Jesus will reign on this millennial reign of Christ during the 1,000 years. And when he began to reckon, verse 24, he was brought unto him a person which owed him 1,000 talents. As much as he had not to pay, as were commanded to be sold, his wife and his children, all that he had, payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. That's where we stopped last Thursday. So let's begin reading at verse 27, 28, and 29. Together at verse 27. And the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him his debt. And the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. He laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me that thou owest. His fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. In verse 27, the Lord of the servant moved with compassion. What does that mean?
In the Lord of sin.
Moved with compassion.
He cared.
Felt sorry, he cared, all these things. And what did he do with this servant that owed him 1,000 pounds?
He forgave
him. Forgave him. What else?
What's that?
But the servant went out.
He didn't have to pay it.
What else in verse 27?
He loosed him.
Loosed him. Where was it that he had to be loosed? Where did he send him?
Loosed.
Was it?
Was in jail?
Probably in jail. It says it went out and found his old servant. He tells his household, his wife and children, verse 25, and commanded them to be sold. So maybe some type of sale truck that came on out there.
Is it possible to be loosed from the debt? Is it a possibility that he could have been loosed from his debt on 24,000, whatever it was?
Could be loosed him and forgave him. Forgave him, assume or loosed in that case. That's possible. Yeah, huh?
Maybe, like in the Old Testament, sometimes when you owe money, you were sort of like the slave of the person that you owed it to until you paid it off.
Yes. So you released him of something and forgave him and released him either from his, when he was sold, made him to be sold. And I don't know who bought him, his wife and the man and all that he had.
I mean, it seems like in the dialogue, I mean, I know we're not talking about these verses now, but the 25 and 26 and so forth, the preceding verses, mm-hmm. It seems as though he fell to his servant, verse 26, he fell down and worshipped, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay all. Mm-hmm. And then the master, the Lord, was moved with compassion. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was intending to sell him. I'm not sure if he followed through on that intention or not.
Mm-hmm. Well, the verse 30 is the thing that gives me the prison. Because verse 30, there is a prison, and he has to be loosed. So, similar situation by analogy, but it could be loosed him from something.
Anyway, so we have two people here?
Pardon me?
Are there two different people?
Oh, yes, two different people.
They were both in prison.
Well, it seemed like, by analogy, if the one that didn't pay was going to be sent, sold, the other didn't pay, he was going to be put in prison. So it could be both of them. Maybe that's what they did in those days. So.
Yeah, but isn't that the contrast there? The one who was forgiven great, he in turn forgive. We're talking about forgiveness, sort of like 70 times 7, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's kind of another analogy, but then this is a comparison. When you're making a comparison to kingdom of heaven, what's it like? As far as in the context of forgiveness.
What is your opinion, Dan, commanding to be sold? How do you interpret
which in
sold in verse 25?
Verse 25?
What was the condition of the man that was sold and his wife and children?
He commanded him to be sold, but that was the decree that was given, but before it was carried out, in verse 26, he fell down and said, Have patience with me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's what I would think.
Okay.
The decree was given, the order was given, but it wasn't carried out. Like some people have been sentenced to death, the order had not been carried out until it's It's done. I mean, the order was not carried out as far as to send the prison, I don't think. Mm-hmm. But maybe it was.
And that's what the
verse. And that's what we're saying that because of verse 30, was it?
Well, you're talking about being sold. That was part of the culture of that day. The lower class people were servants, were slaves. They belonged to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if a person owed a large debt and couldn't pay it, apparently this was one of the recourses of the person who to whom the debt was owed,
mm-hmm.
that he could sell this person for a price to someone else as a slave, as a servant.
Mm-hmm. Questions at vfdbc.org or 856-261-9018. Give us a call. Say hello. A question, comment.
Makes sense.
Say hello. Bill, you got that on the screen?
Yep.
Number? I don't see it.
It's there.
It's all three of them.
Oh, I guess I'm looking at this thing here. What is that one? Then?
That's the same one. This one here?
Yeah.
Yes, the same.
Okay.
It's kind of. I mean, look at this one up here.
Okay. Good. I guess I'm seeing that white sheet of paper, and it looks like a screen, but it isn't.
I think the screen is right.
All right. Questions at pfdbc.org, 856-261-9018. All right. So we've seen that the after he had expectations of his Lord, in verse 27, what we come up to this week, tonight, we ask what does it mean to be yesterday?
Of course, all this thing could have been avoided if both men had obeyed the scriptures where he says, owe no man anything, but you love one another.
That's true, absolutely. They would have avoided the whole situation. So we talked about compassion, loosed him, and then forgave him the debt. What does forgave mean? What does that word forgive mean?
The debt is paid.
That is paid, right? Does it use any other place in Scripture, the New Testament? Forgave, forgiven?
Salvation.
Salvation. In what sense is forgiveness of salvation? What is that?
Why do you define that? Our sins are forgiven.
All right.
The Lord paid the price on the cross.
Right. The penalty was paid for our sins, and therefore God can forgive us if we genuinely trust in the Lord Jesus Christ who paid the penalty. So we forgave the debt. How long was that amount again? What was it, that amount? What was it?
627.
In verse 24?
10,000
talents. A lot of money. A lot of money. And so he did forgive them. Then in verse 28, what did that same servant that was forgiven, what did the forgiven servant do? In verse 28.
Hold him.
Found a man that owed him 100 pence.
Okay, 100 pence. Is that greater or less than 100 pounds?
Less.
Much less.
He took him by the throat.
Oh, he just laid hands on him. What did he tell him to do?
Pay me.
Right. So what was the attitude of the one that had owed 100 pounds? What was his attitude?
He wanted to be forgiven just like this man had owed his people.
All right. It was the attitude of the one that had been forgiven. Was he peaceful? Was he quiet? Was he grateful? Was he kind?
He's grateful to be forgiven, but he wasn't nice to somebody that...
Now, it talks about the kingdom of heaven is like an event. See, apparently during the one reign of Christ, during the kingdom when he reigns, apparently some of these principles will be carried out. And if you don't do certain things, Lord Jesus Christ will take it in hand and there will be punishment. Pay what thou owest, 27:29, and verse 29, what did the fellow servant do who owed him this 100 pence?
The same thing, didn't he?
Yes.
He acted the same way.
The same way, have patience, and I will pay. In other words, he would, what does patience mean?
He's asking him to wait.
Wait, that's one thing.
Patiently.
Is that easier or difficult to be patient?
Sometimes.
Difficult.
Who's bothering
Difficult.
You.
Depends on who's bothering.
Yeah, right.
If you think of the word patience, one of the synonyms of patience is long suffering. And the Greek words underneath that, many times patience has to do with things and troubles of life, and like long suffering had to do with putting up with people, see, so things of people. You've heard the patience of Job, all that he lost, putting up with people long suffering. But patience, do all people have patience in this world?
No.
Do even all Christians, born again Christians, have patience?
No.
Should we have patience?
Yes.
But part of the fruit of the Spirit, one of those things, long suffering, that's what we have patience, once I throw work in together. So it's difficult to have patience with me, and I will pay thee off. Let's read. Did you read 30 yet? I don't think we did. Did we read 30, 31, 32?
Yeah. Can I ask one question before you stop, please?
Yeah.
Sometimes, can I ask you, sometimes do you have more patience with some things than other things?
That's possible, yeah. What are the things you have more patience with than other things?
I don't know.
But like you said, it depends who it is. And what it is.
What are some of the things you might be more patient with than other things you're not too patient with?
Waiting in line at Wendy's.
Waiting in line at Wendy's. a couple Sundays ago, that was quite a lengthy line. I wasn't your last Sunday, but 2 Sundays ago, a lengthy line. How many people do they have waiting on us at Wendy's?
Usually one.
There's the one. How many cash registers do they have at
Wendy's?
Two. Is it a little strange that they don't have two, especially in a long line, 10, 15 people? So how many registers do they have at McDonald's?
Four.
And
then
quite often.
Or maybe five.
Three, four.
If you count the drive through, I don't know.
Yeah, at least four. And, you know, usually there are at least two of them. So, patience, that's the definition of fast food, isn't it? You don't need any patience because it's fast immediately. You don't have to work patient while it comes. But does it always happen that way?
No.
No, it doesn't. Questions at PFTBC.org, 356-61-9018. Give us a call. Say hello. Glad to hear from you. So then in verse, did we read 30 yet?
No, we didn't read 30.
We have to go 30, 31, and 32. And he would not. He went out and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. And so when his fellow servants saw what he had done, they were very sorry and came unto him, told him their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt, because thou desirest me. By verse 30, what was the reply, the request in verse 29 of patience for this fact?
He wasn't going to be patient.
He wasn't going to be patient.
He threw him in that debtor's prison.
What does it mean? He would not. He would not what?
Patient.
He wouldn't be patient.
What happened to him? What did the man do? This man that owed 100 pence, 100 talents.
He
was a 100 pence man in the prison. He asked him in the prison. Until how long? How long could he stay there?
So he could pay that.
Look at that. Just 100 cents is not a whole lot.
Yeah. How could he pay him?
I mean, he didn't work there. I guess if he's in jail, you get 20 cents a day or something. Some jail, 50 cents a day, $1 a day.
You hope you have family members or friends that will pay the debt for you so you can get out. We used to have, colonial times here, until we had a constitution, we had debtors' prisons here in the United States. In fact, if you take some of the tours over Philly, they show you where there was a debtor's prison at one time, right there in Philadelphia.
Yes. Now, prisons today, they usually have some sort of pay, not very much.
No.
I know we get requests from 20 different prisons for Bibles. We find in his Bible, many times the men say, we don't have much money, and could you send them one? Which we do, we send it without charge. But sometimes they have a little substance, not very much, so not very high scale, not even minimum wage or any kind of
that. Nowhere near that.
Nowhere near that.
No.
So he would not, and cast him into prison that until he should pay his debt. And then verse 31, what does it mean, his fellow servants? Whose fellow servants?
He was in prison.
His fellow servants. See, apparently there are a number of servants, not just one. Yes, apparently a lot of servants. When they saw what was done, what was their reaction?
They told.
Now, who is the
wait a minute. Verse 31.
Could this fellow servant? The fellow servants,
so when his fellow
servants,
the man that did the throwing into prison,
not the one that was thrown into prison.
No, no.
I think
it was the man that threw him in.
Right.
100 pence man. 100 talent man. Another comment.
Fellow servant in 29.
The fellow servant in 29 was someone that owed the 100 talent man how much?
Okay.
The 100 talent man was owed how much?
A hundred pence.
So fellow servant would be the man that owed 100 pence. So fellow servants are probably the servants that were friends of the man who was thrown into prison, right?
Yeah.
Fellow servants. What was their reaction when they saw what was done? By the way, what was done? What was done to the 100 pence man?
Put in prison.
When the fellow servants saw that, what was their reaction?
They were sorry. They told their Lord.
Sorry.
They were the same Lord.
What does it mean to be sorry?
They were sad.
Sadness was part of it.
Remorse.
Which side do you think that these fellow servants took?
They were on the servant side.
The guy that was in jail, they were on his side.
Well, when they said they were sorry for what? What was the cause of their sorrow?
They were sorry that the servant took the action that he did after he had been forgiven 10,000 talents.
10,000 talents.
I turned on this guy that owes him only 100 and treats him like dirt, throws him into prison. Now, that was obviously to any sane person a very harsh thing to do. I mean, it just was not the acceptable thing to do, even anybody that has a little moral sense.
Yes.
That's absolutely wrong and out of order.
See?
So these other servants, it made them sorry. It made them to the point that they went, of course, reported it to the king.
Mm-hmm. The sorrow, even the fellow servant, those that were right along the same pay grade or whatever, they were sorry that this man had done this. Even they could see the right straight through. Why couldn't the man see? Yvonne?
Probably all these fellow servants worked for the same Lord that forgave the man.
Probably.
So they saw how the Lord had forgiven him this great big debt, and then they watched this man that was forgiven be so unkind and unforgiving to a smaller debt.
Mm-hmm.
So they said that wasn't right, so they told the head Lord what was done.
Mm-hmm. Then did we stop at 31? Did we read 32?
Yes.
Yeah. So what did the Lord, do, or what did he think? And what did he actually do?
Bought him out.
What else?
Said that he was a wicked servant.
God, first, before he bought him out, first he had to do what? In verse
32,
call him to his presence. It wasn't a second-hand thing. He didn't send a secretary or somebody else to do it. He took it right there, spoke right up to him, straight out. And what did he say to him? What was his plea?
Oh, thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desirest me.
So he called him a wicked servant. What did this man do that was wicked? What was
he failed to forgive.
Failed to forgive, all right. Send somebody to prison without really justification, without any desire to be patient. He said, have patience with me. Had the man with 100 pence, 100,000, 10,000 men, whatever, was it 10,000?
Yes.
Talents? Mm-hmm. Had that man asked for patience of his Lord? Yes. And did he receive the patience?
Yeah. No.
Yes.
So the first man?
No, the first
100,000. Yeah, the second man.
The same man. It's the same man. The one that got forgiven and the one that was unforgiven.
Well, yes, well, what I'm saying is, was the man that was forgiven 100,000, was it 100,000 talents? 10,000 talents. When the Lord forgave him, but the one that he owed 100 pence, the same man, when the man, the 100 pence man asked for patience, did this other man give him patience?
No.
Didn't give patience at all. Said, go to prison till you pay me off.
And then he had to worry, too. Now this man was in prison. Who was going to take care of his wife and children?
Exactly right. Which he had mentioned earlier. Right. This
is such a contrast. Remember the woman that was washing our Savior's feet with her hair,
mm-hmm.
and he said to him or her, that is forgiven much, loveth much.
Yes.
And this is a direct contrast, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. This man had been forgiven 10,000 talents, huge amount of money, thousands and thousands of dollars in American money, and 100 pence of $2, maybe $10, 15, 20. It's a different standard, isn't it? So they were sorry in verse 31. And came and told them that all that was done. Now, did the Lord know this, do you think, ahead of time, or did he have to be told? He was a busy Lord. Do you think he would know what that fellow servant, that servant had done?
Oh, that might not have been told.
Now, you might say the fellow servants ratted on him. That's what some might say. Is that true? Should he have, the Lord have been told of this?
Yes.
Was that a bad thing to do, to tell the Lord?
No.
It seemed like it was proper that the Lord, who forgave them all, the 10,000, should know what this man has done to his person that just owed him 100 pence.
It could be that these fellow servants that didn't like it, they might have owed money and they might have paid, had to pay it back, and the Lord didn't
possibly
give them. And they were watching.
Yes.
And it was forgiven.
Maybe the Lord has forgiven them and they want to be sure
maybe
they continue to forgive
them.
Right?
Maybe they had to pay it back.
I was just going to say that the way our Lord told the story, the way he framed his words, it gives you the impression that our Lord felt, was telling the story that this servant was doing the right thing in reporting the wicked servant.
He was doing the right thing in giving this information to the Lord.
You know, the first guy might have gone around and bragged to everybody what a great guy he was because the Lord had forgiven
yes.
him that amount.
Right.
And he was bragging to all his friends saying,
mm-hmm.
you know, look, he forgave this.
Yes.
And after he goes around and brags about this and then he says, you know, that he puts the other guy in jail, he deserved to be ratted on.
Exactly. He deserved to be ratted on, as it were. So, the Lord, I'm glad that the Lord finds. So the Lord did hear, but and then he called him a wicked servant. In what way was he wicked?
Unforgiving.
Unforgiving is wickedness. What else?
Unthankful.
Not patient. All these things. Wickedness was spelled. And the reason for that is mentioned in verse 32. What does the Lord say about this?
I forgave thee.
That's right. I forgave part of your debt?
All
the debt. Why did he forgive? According to 32.
Because
I desired him. You asked him. So these are interesting. Let's read 33, 34, 35 then. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth, and delivered him to the tormentors, that he should pay all that was spoken unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. Apparently in the kingdom of age and the kingdom of heaven and the one that reigns, these things are going to be enforced very strongly. Do the officials enforce this principle in our society today?
Do we mean the police?
The people around us. Does our society enforce these kind of rules? Do they come and knock on your door if you don't do this and this? Is this practiced today in our United States of America?
What laws?
No, this principle, this type of thing. If somebody doesn't...
Sometimes, I guess so. Sometimes.
If you don't forget somebody is dead,
oh, yes.
Do the people come and put you in prison for it? Is this...
No.
They'll take your house, they'll take your car if you don't pay for them.
But do they come and put you in prison if you don't forgive somebody the debt?
No.
But in the kingdom of heaven, in the millennial reign of Christ, this is all of these principles in this Matthew, we think, will be, that's what it says, the kingdom of heaven, verse 23, is likened unto this type of a situation.
I was thinking here was a contrast between law and grace. Here the law shows the severity of the law. This king put the guy in prison and had him tormented and everything. Mm-hmm. But now look over in Ephesians 4, Paul says, be ye kind one to another, last verse of chapter 4.
Mm-hmm.
Be kind one to another, what? Tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. And that's the same spirit we're talking about in Matthew.
Yes. Okay.
Except that in this case, there's no penalty.
Mm-hmm.
Paul just says, do it because Christ forgave you.
Yes, that's the New Testament of grace, isn't it? Forgiveness. And verse 33, shouldest not thou also. What does that mean? Shouldest thou not also?
Should you have also.
You would, should have done the same thing. Had what? Compassion and pity. And myself, as I had pity on me. So compassion and pity is lacking. It's strange when somebody gives you compassion and pity, you don't return that to someone else. It's very strange, but that's the way some people are. They don't care. But this is what he should have pity on. Then verse 34, what was the reaction of the Lord here, this king?
Angry.
Wrath.
The tormentors.
The tormentors. Now, what would be the difference between the tormentors and the prison?
Pardon?
What would be the difference between the tormentors and send them into prison?
It's the same thing. It's torture. Maybe.
Probably torture, probably whipping, maybe spanking, whatever the sort of thing. The tormentors wouldn't be very nice, very pleasant. For how long would it be with the tormentors?
Until they could pay it all.
They could pay. In other words, was that just on the part of the Lord, or was it unjust to do this to this man?
Well,
just or unjust, yeah, huh?
Here's a question. If the Lord and Master forgave this man, and then when the man does it right, he unforgives him and throws him in prison and has him tormented.
So how long was the Lord's forgiveness?
It
how long did it last?
As long as the man behaved.
All right. So was it a permanent forgiveness?
No.
It was a temporary forgiveness.
That's so strange.
Now,
conditional forgiveness?
Conditional, yes, conditional. You go ahead and the Lord expected the same forgiveness that this man had received to be given to others who owed him money. The same thing was expected of him. Now, in the case of salvation and being born again and saved, God's forgiveness. On what basis does God forgive sinners such as we?
Basis.
On what basis?
On the basis of Christ's shed blood, his work at Calvary.
All right.
And where true believe is, if you're a true believer.
What?
If you're a true believer.
And if you ask
for it.
Well, there's got to be a reception of that. It's based upon the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God that's taken away the sin of the world. Now, that forgiveness, once it's given to people that understand that they're sinners, that Christ died for the sins, and they receive that Savior, is that a temporary or a permanent forgiveness?
Eternal.
Eternal and permanent. In the book of Colossians, Dr. Lewis Bereshit used to remind us, as being a student of his in his classes, Colossians, it says, having forgiven you, how many trespasses?
All trespasses.
And he mentions past, present, and even future. The forgiveness is there to get fellowship then. That's where 1 John 1:9 comes in. We'll say that's it. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We may have that forgiveness of the future. We don't have the fellowship and the joy of the walk with the Lord unless we agree with God that is wrong, and then he will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So he was wroth in verse 34, criminal tormentors. And then in verse 35, what's the explanation and example and conclusion of this parable or story? What's the conclusion?
Well, likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you if ye, your hearts forgive not everyone your sins. In other words, if we don't forgive, the people that he's talking to, if they don't forgive, Jesus says, if you don't forgive like the Father forgives, then you're going to be thrown into torment, I guess.
That would be certainly part, yes. So the heavenly Father, who's the heavenly Father?
God the Father.
God the Father, all right. Now, what does it mean, if ye from your hearts forgive us? What does that mean, from your hearts? forgive us.
We have to truly do it from our heart.
Make it truly, not the head only, but the heart. Forgive your brother that trespasses. Is that easy or difficult?
Depends.
Depends. Is it easy or difficult?
Difficult.
Depends.
See, in other words, if somebody
depends on who it is and
what they've done to you.
Yep.
Questions of BFTBC.org. 6261-9018-12. Tell us, say hello. It depends. Well, usually is it easier? Usually is it difficult?
Usually it's difficult.
I don't know.
We see sometimes on the news where these people have forgiven somebody who's killed somebody that they really love.
Yeah, that's rare. Right?
They'll usually say, God wants me to do this, you know, when they do that.
See that?
That must be a very difficult one to forgive.
Oh, yeah.
This is an example. I think then the millennial reign of Christ, justice will be meted out severely. Lord Jesus will be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords in that time. And this will be taking place. Nobody's going to get away with anything. This millennial reign of Christ.
Okay? He said he will rule with a rod of iron.
Yes. Yes, he will. So,
you'll have laws. You'll have people that will transgress the laws, and we'd like to think of the kingdom as like Garden of Eden experience, and no doubt it will be. But this would indicate that there will also be laws and punishment.
That's right.
I tell you, people do some horrible things to me, and you know what? I'm not saying some things. Some people I forgave certain things. About some people I forgave, some people I just can't do it. I just get them out of my life. I don't hate them. But see, when you hate people and don't forgive, it eats you up. But some things I don't forgive. Look, I just get them out of my life. I'm not saying I forgave. I'm telling you. I'm not saying I forgave everybody. The people do a lot of horrible things to me. I know it's not a contest, but I'm telling you.
Did you deserve the thing, Eddie?
No.
You didn't?
No.
You got free?
No, see, I'm not an angel, and I never said I was, and I'm never going to, you know? But I tell you, some people did some horrible things to me, and a lot of things I don't think I deserve. Mm-hmm. But some people I forgave, my ex-wife. But that was tough. Mm-hmm. It's hard, man. I'll tell you, but if I don't forgive them, I just get them out of my life. I don't hate anybody. Because when you hate people, it takes up energy. Then it's eating you up, and you know, you want to put my energy on positive things, not negative.
Yes, and it's okay.
Okay.
I understand that.
It's a prayer request from Charles Creasman.
Okay.
It says, Dan, please pray for Gloria for sinus infection. Thank you, Charles. And then there's another one here.
All right.
Hello, Pastor Wade and everyone. Thank you. Or rather, I thank God that I can join you for tonight's Bible study in time of prayer. Pastor Wade, you are looking and sounding very energetic. Pastor, it's going the wrong way. All the preaching and teaching you have done recently, I'm thinking of what we are to do in God's words in Colossians 3:12-15. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body. And be thankful, with joy and thanksgiving in the Lord Jesus Christ. Anne Marie.
Where's Anne Marie from Canada?
It's also, easy to say.
Also, where's the Charles from Illinois? Charles and Gloria.
It's easy to say.
Okay, good to see you.
And Wendy. And Anna.
Wendy and Anna. Oh, yes. So we've got to wait for those people. They've requested. What are the numbers of him they requested?
413 and 413.
Okay, I just wanted to see if you was going to remind us. Anything else on this? So the point of it is, we've got to, as believers, now this is for the kingdom of age, but even on the Christian thing, as Dick quoted from Ephesians, as God has forgiven you, so forgive other believers. That's hard to do something.
Yeah. What if someone doesn't ask for forgiveness?
Well, see, that's another thing. In the book of Luke, I believe, it says a man sins against you and he repents, forgive him. But what have we done here? See, that's the point. See, but real powerful forgiveness can go even beyond that. See, yeah, that's the thing. But it especially is true if he repents and he says, I'm sorry about it. Obviously, forgive. But if he doesn't, well, you don't know anything about it. I think what he said before, if you don't forgive or do something, it's going to eat you up and eat you away and built.
Yeah, what the Lord is teaching us here is responsibility. But also part of that is so that your Lord doesn't have to come to you for payment, or you don't have to go to a fellow servant for payment, would be to meet your obligation.
Mm-hmm.
And to take it seriously.
Yeah.
If you're borrowing something from somebody, be mindful that you have borrowed it. Some people borrow things and then they forget all about you. And
right.
They don't pay you back. And then you got to go to them and ask for it back. That shouldn't be.
My father had an illustration of that in Florida, didn't he?
I don't know what you're going
to
do.
He borrowed borrowed things from him and never even grieved about it, never paying it back at all.
Right.
It was $500 or something.
Yeah.
But that's a good question. You had something first, Brian.
I hope I don't forget what I said to my dad this one time. I said, well, maybe he forgot the man borrowed $200. This is what, well back when.
Well, $200 was worth $2,000 today.
And he borrowed $200. It was a preacher, and my father said he never paid it back. And I said, maybe you forgot. And he said to me, would you forget if you borrowed $200 from someone? See, I wouldn't forget, or my dad would forget if I'm that man. But I wanted to say something else, you know.
When you think of it, Ernesto gave a good question. Should we forgive you if they don't come to us?
Oh, yeah, that was
The reason I'm here, somebody asked me, why are you here in Collinsville? It's because somebody asked me today on the email, so do you know Dr. Carl McIntyre? I said, yes, that's why I'm here in Collinsville, because Dr. McIntyre. But we broke from him, and there were things that he was doing we don't agree with. So as I finished my classes in Shelton College, where I was a teacher and professor, first the semester was over, I wrote a very kind resignation, gave it to Dr. McIntyre, and he said, if you resign, I'll fire you. And clear out your stuff in 24 hours, and I'll write you up in the Christian Weekend. It was all over the world. Well, I didn't take everything out, because in 24 hours, I took some of his stuff that was still there. Then he said, you're a thief. So anyway, now, Carl McIntyre died 5-10 years, how many years ago? If I had nurtured that from the time I came to Connecticut in 1965 until he died, what kind of a person would I have?
Fifteen years.
So yeah, but it eats away at you, see. Better to forgive than forget. Yeah, time has got something.
Dear Patchway, good evening and hello to everyone. The streaming is coming through great. Thank you for tonight's Bible study from Joe and Norma Fascio in California.
California, it's way to Joe and Norma, way over California. Thank you, Joe and Norma. Any other comments or questions before we close tonight? Yeah, fine. And then
forgiveness thing. If a person doesn't know, I remember this one thing, and this man said, would you forgive me? And I said, no. He didn't know what he'd done. He didn't know what he did. I said, you don't know what you have done. So how can I forgive you when you don't even know what you have done?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I told him, I wrote him a letter, I told him what he'd done. And then I forgave him.
Mm-hmm.
But how can you forgive someone who doesn't know what they've done? But then Jesus said, Father, forgive them for they don't know what they've done. So,
yes.
I don't know.
That's interesting. Yeah,
I was just thinking how wonderful the grace of God. We don't have to do anything but believe in order to be saved.
Yes.
Now, if he required us to forgive all the people that have wronged us before we can be saved, You see how impossible that would be for the average unbeliever.
Absolutely.
Now, the unbeliever doesn't have the Spirit of God to help him forgive.
Yes.
So that almost shuts out everybody that has some unforgiveness in their hearts.
Yes, if salvation were based upon forgiving others, that would be salvation by works.
Right.
Not by God's grace. So this is applied in millennial reign, but not for us in grace.
But then when we are saved, then we are told to forgive others.
Yes, forgive others. Yes.
But there again, it's not a law with a penalty.
That's exactly right. We don't get thrown into prison if we don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tammy and Bob.
Well, because this is in the millennium, isn't a continuation of the law? And I mean, obviously we can't fulfill all of the law.
Right.
So why would anyone think that they could fulfill this?
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna have to point them to Christ even during the time of the millennium.
Mm-hmm. But the main thing in verse 35 is the Lord wants us to forgive our brother, people that we know of their trespasses. I mean, that's a good thing to do, no matter whether it's in the age of grace, to forgive trespasses and be forgiving, a forgiving person.
Well, sometimes it gets very confusing when you read different things in the Gospels, because it sounds like our forgiveness is based on whether we forgive.
Yeah, that's wrong, isn't it? That'd be salvation by works.
That's what some verses sound like.
I know, that's what it says in the millennial reign. That's what this sounds almost like, too.
This sounds that way.
Well, that's kind of what I'm getting at. In certain places in the Old Testament, especially in the first five books, you see a lot of commandments.
Mm-hmm.
And the detailedness of that, I mean, it's like, surely, in any of those things, I would say we've all broken something.
Yes.
And to say, that somehow we can keep this is other than by the grace of God,
right.
That's the only way we can obey the law. It's just by the Lord Jesus Christ's power and His grace.
Any other comments, son? We'll pause right here. We'll take the Lord willing at Thursday, chapter 19.
We have two songs.
Oh, two.
Don't forget to pray for
Gloria.
Oh, pray for Gloria, too.
Pray for Gloria.